Good. So we'll see a little bit. Here, I wanted to do a little bit on Pesach. We have two times left before Nissan. I guess we can learn a little bit about Inyani Pesach. Inyan Seder LePesach. So this is in the back of Mayim HaChachma. We saw Rosh Hashanah and Kippur time. We saw stuff. And this is going to be, as a lot more Shani, as a little bit on Lel Pesach, but a little bit of Ramchal is also a lot. Hine, B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nivru Yisrael, V'Nivdalu Mikol HaAmim, Lios Mis'alem B'Madregosam, M'Madregos Hanoishis HaChamura, HaChamris, V'Lios Ruyim Lis'ater B'Atreis HaKedusha. So it says like this, that in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael happened, two things happened, Birur and Havdalah. He says, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nivru Yisrael v'Nivdalu Mikol HaAmim, Lios Mis'alem Adregos Regis and HaChamris. So there are two things that happened. First of all, Klal Yisrael was Nizbarer. The reason is like this. Klal Yisrael... Oh, I see it. You put it back on again?
No, it was there.
Shut it. Okay, I'm shut it. So Klal Yisrael... It, like Ramchal says, Klal Yisrael had been... It was like a lost entity in a big puddle of humanity. There were certain nekudas of kedusha that had the ability to become what they could become. So two things had to happen in order for it to become what it was meant to be. One was a birur, in other words, to weed out, to take out the nekudas that are toiv. Mitzrayim was like a cord that's mitzarev zohov. The word siruf has two meanings to it, and both come to the same. One is to weed out one from the other, like a birur, when a mitzarev kesef or zohov. And secondly, mitzarev means to bring together. So to build a Klal Yisrael, you needed to take nekudas that were lost in the world and sift them out and identify them. This is Yisrael, this is Yisrael, this is Yisrael. And then you need it to be mavdil, which means so that they don't become lost again. Because if they become diluted, it loses its strength. So you need to be able to put some sort of ring around it, not to let others dilute it. So two mahalchim happened, a birur and a havdalah. Lios mis'al medregos medregos hanushis hachomris, v'loisem ruyim lis'ate b'chis hakedusha. They needed to be a higher darga than just a physical human being, and to have them, and to have the ataris of kedusha. Umashad oisa zmano yechoyshach hachomris misgabe beguf, V'goyrim lo'oyra teyre v'akdusha shlo yoyer. Hine, acha shesovlu Yisrael ha'inui v'ashibur agodl shesovlu, nispaisa midas adin, v'nisha mekachik b'litayna, v'nizmenu ler b'oyra elyon. So he says like this, that the kolzman, there was a matzav of choyshech and chomrius, that didn't allow for any ha'ara of Torah to be chal on that guf. In other words, let's take an example. Let's take a simple colloquial example. Sometimes a person is a good person, and he's even a ruchnistic person, but he has such a coarse guf that you can't see it. What meets the eye is somebody who's very behemadic. And I say, yes, deep inside there's a gevaldike neshama, gevaldike tshuka, gevaldike this, gevaldike that. But I don't see any of it. It's all being covered. just like if I have a very bright lamp, but if the glass around the lamp is dirty, or it's made out of not fine glass, but it's made out of rock, the lamp can be as bright as it wants. It's not shining anywhere. So Kol Zman de Guf was something that was coarse and obfuscated it, there'd be no ha'ara. So A, their internal neshama would not shine out, and any type of light that would be lit inside would also be wasted. So they were not ready for an oir of Torah and Kedusha bichlal. Once there was sable the inu in the shibud, so it says nispaisa midas hadin, and therefore venisha mekatigli taina venismu lor ba'orelian. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about bederech klal yisurim are seen as being a zikuch of a person. The easiest way to understand that is as follows. A person who is very, very coarse is very into his achila and shtia, and that's the whole metzias of the person. It's kol klo shakua in taiva and gashmias and so on. When a person suffers yisurim lo aleinu, it stops interesting him. He starts pulling away from it. He starts moving away from it. And the person becomes less and less megushim. So there's one understanding of the midas of yisurim, of the milas ha-yisurim, is that it pushes, it's mezachik the person, because the person pulls away from chomrius. He's not into it. It's not what where he is, and that's that. He says here another knech. He says nispaisa midas hadin, v'nisha mekatre b'li taina, v'nizmuru le'er ba'or ha'aliyah. So he says that Klal Yisrael, besides the so-called physical reality, that a guf that's very chomriistic doesn't allow for earth to shine through. There's also another nekuda, and this is what he talks about, the kitrug, nespaisa midas adin, and so on. I don't know if we spoke about this, but you find the Talmud Dvar talks about this, that one of the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when this and this happens, the midas adin is mispayas, and it says okay, and that's it. It's almost as if midas hadin as a person, if it's deserved, it's deserved. And like we know we can bribe somebody, if I tell somebody they didn't want to approve the zoning, but I was mefayas him a little bit with a few dollars, then we know exactly what that means, and I took care of him. What does it mean, the spice of midas hadin lisham akatri b'li taina? This is a bar elyon. So it means, the nespaisa doesn't mean over here, as if we can get around it. What it means is, midas hadin is teveya, that there not be a ha'ara milamala on tachtoinim when they're not ready for it and when they're not roy for it. In other words, the yisoid of din in the bria is that no matana be given unless deserved and unless it's capable of receiving it. That's the core of midas hadin. It's l'tayves habria, so that we don't feel we just have things, but we feel they're deserving of it and so on. If a person's metzias is not royu to get har elyona, then that comes along with a taina, with a kitrug. The kitrug is that by midas hadin, you're not roy for this. If you Akadosh Baruch Hu, it says that Akadosh Baruch Hu Aslovi will be, he'll be eshpech as ruchi, I'll pour out my ruach and this and that. Fine, with that mehalach midas hadin is it has nothing to say. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that way, that Midas Din. This pious doesn't mean as if I got around it. It means I met conditions of deserving it, of being, or better said, not deserving as much as being shayach to be mekablet. V'nizmen ulei bar elyon, and they've now become muchen for the elyona, which will be possibly shavuos, and so on. So we need a hachana. Chazal, they say that Yerachas went out and gave Torah, and they asked Ichuma what's in it, and Ichuma said, "Ah, this is not for me. This is not for me." It's an expression of this point over here. Yishmael is not muchan. It doesn't sit well. A Torah that doesn't allow for niuf. It's like having a pair of pants that are too tight on you. It's not shaykh for him. He can't be mislabish with it. So once we took care of that chelik of achana, we're now royal lerbali. V'hine belayla zeh kol zeh mischadish umisoyre mashenase bereshayna. So since what he's saying is on Leil Pesach, the hechetimtza for being mekabel Torah came into the world. The hechetimtza for ha'ara on tachtoinim came into the world. That's what he's saying over here. So the oiris of Pesach that come around every year is our oiris that allow for a hechetimtza on your part to become roy for Kabbalah's Torah. There's a famous Avodas HaKodesh from the Chaim Vital, where he speaks about it becoming roy for Nevuah and so on. And he says over there, how come, as it's a Sharik Tushav, Sharik Tushav Chaim Vital, how come there's no mention of Midas in the Torah if Midas are so important? The very famous, he says that Midas came before the Torah, and there has come the Torah, basically, and that's why it's not written in the Torah. So the understanding of that is that Midas are the hechetimtza on which Torah can sit. It's just like before they build a building, they need to flatten out the ground and make sure it's firm enough so that you can build a building on it. So the flattening out of the ground is, in a sense, it's not the building itself, but rather it's the creating the kli for it. Torah is a ruchnistic goal. It's a ruchnistic dimension for a physical human being. So for ruchnias, for Torah to fit on a person, it needs to have an appropriate platform for it. The person needs to have in itself what it takes. So Lamarshal, let's take a very, very simple and coarse example. Let's say a person is a bad person. He doesn't want to do good. Doesn't have any native for doing good, doesn't want to do good, and so on. So, well, Torah is not going to change him. He has no interest in it. A person who wants Toiv, he has a Ratzon for Toiv, and he has Rachmanis, he has other things. But on natural level, we have it on a very, very primitive level. Torah starts building in us a higher person, a bigger person, and so on. But that's all that's all resting on a personality. A person who's a crazy Balgaiva. I once spoke to somebody. I think this person is totally nuts. He's an older person. He's a person who's been at loggerheads with most of the world, most of his life. I don't know much of his history, but he had reasons to come down here occassionally. And it was a question, I would cringe. I would try to avoid speaking to him because the things he said were horrendous. So one of the things he told me, one of the gems he said was, why is Gaiva Aser? So he said, because for most people, Gaiva is a Sheker. They're not what they think they are. But he said about himself, somebody like me, who has what who is a somebody. So God, there's no issa for guy, and I can say very proudly who I am and what I am. I thought it was an amazing. I mean, most people speak about their anivas. I mean, I've never heard anyone speak about his gaiva proudly. You know, if this person was a sick person, I mean, lo aleinu, this person is not. It's cracked somewhere. I mean, he actually learned many years in cultural places, but I think he always was had a loggerhead with people. But the point is, if a person doesn't have that minimal sensitivity, then Torah is not going to change that. If a person has the minimal hergacious of what's needed, so Torah comes along and tells him a person should be mo'ichval berech and echtam chacham nizish minish minish of a gaiva and this is like this like that. Then there's what to be chalan. But if there's something basically missing, someone told me another thing. It's like sometimes you realize you don't have an axiom in common with somebody. There's somebody here, a wonderful Yugamana, it's very involved, a lot of ches and so on. They had a dinner and he said when he was a young boy, his mother collected the money for March of Dimes. That was, in those days it was a different world, and his mother was the precinct chief or whatever, so it meant that every year by the annual campaign, she was in charge of collecting from a few blocks money. So she sent the kids to do it, and this boy was one of them. So, you know, people give excuses, say they gave already, they will give, whatever, that's Darkei Shalom. One person told him, I don't do charity. And like he couldn't be typhus it, and he said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I don't do charity. I'm, you know, charity is not a thing that I do." And like you realize that something that to you seems to be axiomatic, and you know, toiv and asiyas toiv and chesed is an axiom. The question is how big the building is that we build on it. But there are some people don't have that, and that's a shiftless that's there, and without that you're not royal for it. So this, the ability to be making ourselves is something, and this is gufa the siyuf for gula, because you know people think about the hachana for the gula as bringing the gula in our schusim, which is not something that we imagine will happen, but we also need to be making ourselves to be royal for the Geula. Geula is chal on people that are royally goyel. So even if you don't have a schus, but you need to certainly be royal for it. For Omnom, he says, Ika say the Torah b'dal devarim v'im Pesach matzah mordal koises v'atim v'aryanim. So these four inyanim here all produce what he calls the tikkunim. The tikkunim meaning getting yourself ready so that it's possible that you become an Am Hashem upon which there's going to be all sorts of Torah and Asherah Shechina. V'hinei says, Tziruf HaGolos, the purification that the Golos had, Kol Zeh Mischadesh U'Misoyer Mashenaseh Berish, sorry, Ikvabarno Shezeh Oyer Mashet Tiher Es Yisrael V'yitzeh Mazuhamo, Tesheyuch L'Acharkach L'Kabel Oyer HaKedusha. And let's speak about the Zuma a little bit and so on. It says that the Nochash was Matl Zuma and Chava and Chulhu. Let's give a mashal for it. Let's give a parallel for it. Loyaleinu, people that were abused suffer a lot, but one of the things that happens as collateral damage is they develop themselves a tshuka for arayas. Arayas is moiled in a person a tshuka for arayas. It's in a sense kind of addictive in some ways, but besides the aver, when a person l'mashal wears shatnez once, it doesn't create a tshuka to keep wearing shatnez. It could create a zilzal. If two or three times I was in Zal Nalach, it's a nas like a heta. But Zuma means it affected me. It becomes that craving becomes part of my metzias. And that's the zumas. As long as we have that craving in us, we cannot have a craving for kedusha. The person's tainuk, the person's craving, if a person has a physical craving, then the craving for ruchnis is going to be very, very secondary. Very kind of, we'll call it a second fiddle at best. Because at the end of the day, that's what he wants. The Chazon Ish, for instance, encouraged Talmidim to pull away from Taivas Achila. If you look at Rabbi Epstein, you'll understand exactly what he meant. And the reason was because any taiva creates a pleasure center that's taken up with something else. And Torah is a very fine pleasure. Mitzvah is a very fine pleasure. It doesn't easily sit well when there is zuma there. So zuma is a koyach of taiva for bad things, physical things. And therefore, until there's no hitzoras zuma, you know, achata mispal that divrei Torah should be nichnas me'echa. You have to mispal that macholos and madonna should leave. Until we don't have the exit of all sorts of chukis of ra, we won't have a cheshek for toiv. So a person. When a person, the years that he's steiging learning, and you know he comes into a base medrash and you know in the yeshiva and gets into it, he recognizes that part of what helps him being shakon learning is that he pulls away from a lot of other things, and you know he sort of is mimayet in other inyanim, and b'meila it's libay's pani for this. So the golus itself was a tziruf, and it drew us away from that, like we said before about yisurim. So Mara was something which created, that was the Guf HaMetaher of Kal Yisrael. Ve'ulam, kishegi azman shegoalu. Right. So my sense would be when the person is mechaven in Mara, he shtels to the different sirufim and the different kshoyim. You know, when a person says vaymara is chayehem, the te'ima is supposed to bring out in us the full sense of it. So it's really told in a certain sense in the kavana. Understanding it, and you're right. The tima is a zecher to it. It's meant to awaken some sense of it. For ulam, kishegi azman shegalu, hutzer shegalem gilui meor kedushas yisparach, uboy yistapkin v'sen sheyisrael, v'yemoshchach ravis alam shifloisam, v'yisparim enatum sheshkuim ba. It says. In the pasuk in Shir Shirim, which is sort of the Megillah of Pesach, it says L'reach shmonecha toivim shemen turak shmecha al kena la moisei vucha mashcheni achrecha narutza hevianim al chador of Megillah mitzchabay and so on. So it means that when a person cannot go after toiv just because he has no ra, there needs to be some sort of te'ima of the toiv even before the toiv. The muscle. You know, a lot of stores when they put out a new product, they allow people to taste it. And once you got a taste of it, you have a chuk of it. You can't be mistaken for something that you really don't know its tam. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that sugi over there about, I think it was the aim of Abaye or the aim of Shmuel, who gave him all the advice for children. So one of them was that if a tinoik is not sucking, not nursing, its mouth is cold, you spritz a little milk into the mouth and that'll start the process. You know, it says by v'leichos shemai kimora him. So the Sfarim say that they couldn't be mekabel Torah because they were mara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a te'ima of eides chukim mishpatim. A person needs to have a feel and a sense for a dava toiv and a dava kedusha. So so b'meila, it's something which you need to have a ha'ara that's in advance, and something that's not that maybe you got it ahead of the time. That's the sense of a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was a te'im of Kedusha. Korban Pesach is an Inyan Gadol Moed, a kesha to Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu for many, many reasons and many inyanim. We got it ahead of time so that we could be toyim something. We needed a gili of an oyer, so we have what to be mizdabik in. You can't be mizdabik in something that you have no shaykhis to. So l'reach shmonecha means, the first thing is there's a reach. A reach means, I don't have a really good havana tefis in it, but I sense something. When I sense a reach, I feel there's something there. And then I am pulled, and then I run. So a person needs some ha'ara, and to be pulled, and then to run. I once saw a vart from the Bavitch Rebbe, and I thought it was an extremely emes vart. He said on the Pashim Kesef Talves Ami. So he touched it, you know, in the Chassidish Sfarim Galore, the word Kesef is Miloshin Kisufin, which means chuka, to, you know, koechsef. So he says sometimes a person feels a sudden ha'ara in his avoid. He feels turned on and tremendously, a tremendous ha'ara. So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine somebody opens a business and he needs capital. And somebody lends him $100,000 capital. So a shaita says, well, I have $100,000. I'm a rich man. I'm going to go shopping and figure out what I need. A chacham says, this is capital. It's meant to invest. It's meant to be used to make money. And at some point, I have to give this back. It's going to go back to its owner. He says, if a person is doing whatever a person is, and all of a sudden he feels a tremendous isiris and a tremendous horror. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lending you. Im kesef talves ami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lends kisufin. It's not meant to say, oh, I'm a big tzaddik, you should know, like yesterday by Meir, if I was mamish in seventh heaven. It's a stimulus to allow you to start the process. It's to give you a cheshik to roll up your sleeves and to start doing something. And to be able to be koiches, because that horror is going to disappear. It's only a loan. It's not you, and you didn't earn it, you didn't deserve it. So we needed something. We needed something, like it says, they needed a schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a schus. Here he says more than a schus. They needed to have a ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mizdabik in it. V'yimashcha achra v'yis'alu m'shiflusam. V'yispardu min atum esho yishkuim ba. In other words, we're not nifrat from tuma if we have no place else to go. If a person is living in a dump, but he has no place else to go, he's as dumpy as the dump is and as bad as it is, there's no place to go. So we needed to have a place to be nimshach achrav, and that was Korban Pesach. V'zeinasei Korban Pesach k'moishin u'boinem olehem mishchu k'chulachem shepirshu chazal mishchu yideichem v'rezor u'chulachem tzoyin shal mitzvah. This allowed for them to pull away from Avodah Zarah and to be and to go to mitzvah. Okay, third. Well, Ikras Lachilo by Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach, we of all the korbanos, the uftu was in the Achilo Shavoy. Why? I don't know. I don't think that's part of this nekuda. But Akapanim, the that's a mini Korban Pesach, which the Maral explains Bar Chavis. Every aspect of it is Meramez and Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad, and so on. V'omnom, one more. Two more, but one next one. V'omnom oid hutzuch Yisrael, l'sheyiyah gufa muchonam zumen l'oyer haroyu, She is zaynu zayin yomim elu b'shana min amatsa. She is mazun b'pchinas yetzer toiv levad li yetzer haklal. Ubiyosim nezaynu b'zay yomim elu nishra told that toiv l'chol hashana as kol hashana m'chol nekdusha. So he says the following. And there are two points here to chew on. One is when, because a person is what he eats, it's true physically, even though if we eat a steak, we don't become a behemoth. I mean, some people do, but if clearly we don't become a behemoth from eating a steak, and we don't become a chicken from eating a pulka. But on a physical level, whatever proteins we absorb is what we can be. We can only be what we take in. Achila is what gives us the raw materials to build ourselves with. So wherever, so of all the mitzvahs and averis, the one that affects a person most fundamentally are mitzvahs and isurim v'achila. Leharaya, davun de kuloi is eitz hadas. That was the first mitzvah, was in Kolei Tzor Gan Tochal, Meitz Hadas Tevra Lo Sochlu. So the very first mitzvah, the mitzvah that sort of sums up all other mitzvahs in Averis, was Achila. Because Achila means it's not a pe'ula. If I wear a beged, that shatness, so I did a pe'ula that relates to the surface of my guf. If I did Achila, I did something which goes into the core of my guf, kipshuta, and therefore in ruchnis it's the same hashva, and that's why there's timtum alev when you eat of all the averis, the oinish for this, the bad effect is timtum alev, because that's exactly what it is. It becomes part of me, and that's why it affects me like that. So whatever a person is nizain from, in a certain sense, describes the atzmius of the person. So mitzvahs of achila, which matzah is the avun de kulot, it's the mitzvah achila. That is, it's very possibly the only mitzvahs essay of achila as such. Achilas kachim is more of a din that the kachim should be nechal. This is the strongest mitzvah achila. One, two. The inyan of it being Yetzer Tov and not Yetzer Ra, there was a Mekobel called Rija Ketili. He speaks about it by Riches. It was a Mekobel sort of easier, you know, he has a Hagadosh Pesach. It's printed with the Goyen Zakara for some reason. I have no idea why, but that's how they printed it. From the old ones, you know, today you have a Mechon Agro that prints only Gro, and you probably have Mechon Marie Jacques Attili that prints only his stuff. But I don't know, the old Agro, the very old Agro, they had the first Gro Agro was together with the peers of Marie Jacques Attili. It's a sort of the old the Kadmoinim's Kabbalah. And he says, Emes, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but this is the idea. Emes means you have the core itself, the thing itself. It's not diluted, it's not inflated, it's not fluffed. It's the atzmius of the davar. So matzah is a lot more of an emes, in that sense it's toiv, than chametz. Chametz is something which takes up a lot more space than it is. Then it warranted. You could have made a lump of clay of dough and just baked it, but you need to inflate it, and so on. And that sort of is machnis. That's so chametz is something that has ra in it be'etzim. Anything that inflates something means there's an element of sheker coming into the element of emes. Matzah, being that it is what it is, and that's why, and the Maral speaks about this, that, you know, matzah is something where its mitzias is itself, no more nor less. That's shayach to tzarek tusha. The Rija Ketili adds that we don't have a hard time, we don't have an easy time digesting matzah. let no one make a mistake. Matzah is very hard on you. It doesn't digest easily. Lechem does. So he says that's exactly it. We can't live with pure undiluted Kedusha. We can't live on a day when we're supposed to just learn all day and not do anything else. We don't have that ability because we're chomri. So he says so it's true that the matzah is nobler and cheshev ochel, but it absolutely is not something that we could stomach or tolerate. It's not something we would be able to make live off a whole year. So for 7 days a year we elevate ourselves and we eat matzadik, and without being machnis anything else in Tower of Matzias. And then, you know, like always, we soon will continue good and so on. But upon him, the eating of the matzah is that we need to make our staple, and b'meila what our goof will be could be kulei toiv, and a matzah is yetzer toiv because it's kulei emes. It is what it is. It's nothing else. And this is emes. This is right, and so on. Okay. Any questions? Correct. Now, on a mystical level, let's call it, there is hashpahs. We know that there are hashpahs that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in connection with these things. We could also understand it on without that and say it's supposed to trigger in you, just like any type of mice that you do triggers associations much more powerful than words. When you find something of a lost one, you become very nisragish, because there's something tangible about it. So whenever we have these tangible things, like matzah, like mur, we're actually, you know, it's a physical entity that's bringing out in us so much more. That's what it's supposed to be. By the way, before I forget, I want to thank the Olam for Shachmanis. I'm sorry, I forgot. I should have started by thanking. A big yashkaya. Thank you very much. Yeah, what were you asking? Yeah. Whose pirish is that?